Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're moving into the book of He Who Knows Himself Knows His Lord, and we're currently in the chapter 3 entitled Consciousness and Reverence of Allah and Guarding Oneself Against Evil. It's on page 30 through page 34. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين آمين آمين. Consciousness and reverence of Allah and guarding one's self against evil. Know that for the common people, taqwa is to avoid any sinful action and any sinful non-action. But for the special people, it is to free the heart of everything that keeps it busy with other than the real, al-haq. Taqwa is footnoted as God-fearingness, reverence, and piety, which comes from the awe of God, A-W-E. Know that the station of taqwa is earned by the slave, and this is why Allah orders it. And this is the case of all the commands of Allah. If it is established, its station is earned. As it says in the Quran in 2.282, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Be wary of God, and God will teach you. Be wary of God, and God will teach you. Godly taqwa is divided into two aspects. The first aspect is that Allah orders us to be conscious of Him, and to revere Him as He ought to be revered, and to guard ourselves from evil because we are faithful believers. And the second aspect is that He orders us to do so as much as we can, but He does not designate the quality of the category of people who are obliged to do so. Nonetheless, the path of God-wariness, a taqwa, has three levels. The first level is for the common people, and it means to free oneself from disobedience. And it manifests through different situations and through avoiding suspicious actions and avoiding the prohibitions. It also means to purify offensive deeds with the water of good deeds. The passionate soul, or appetite self, anafs ashawaniya, and the footnote here is desire which has an object not sanctioned by the law. So the passionate self, or appetite self, is the subtle vapor that carries life, causes sensory perception, motion, and will. The wise name it the vital spirit, al-ruh al-hawayawani. It's the primordial substance, al-jawhar, that rises within the body. When it rises outwardly and inwardly upon the body, it causes wakefulness. But when it rises only inwardly upon the body, it causes sleep. When it sets, or its effect is interrupted, death occurs. Glorified is the wise, Al-Hakim, the wise craftsman, Al-Sani. The expressive soul, or the rationally speaking soul, Anas al-Natika, is an essence abstracted from materialism itself, but it is described in relation to the materialism of actions. So it can be called the commanding ego, al-Amara, the blaming or reproachful self, al-Lawama, and the inspired soul, al-Muhama, the satisfied soul, al-Radia, the pleased soul, al-Maradia, or the perfect soul, al-Kamala. It is named in accordance to its qualities. If it agrees with and it is ruled by the previously mentioned passionate self, it's named the commanding ego, al-Amara, and this is from 1253. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَمَا أُبَارِكُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ نَفْسَ الْأَمَّارَ لَمَارَةٌ بِسُوءِهِ لَمَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي إِنَّ رَبِّي غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ That translates, this is from the chapter of Yusuf, and I'm not trying to acquit myself. Indeed, a person's appetite of self incites him to evil, and only those are saved upon whom my Lord has mercy. Truly, my Lord is ever forgiving and singularly compassionate. And then Siddhi goes on to say, if it calms, if this station, this commanding ego, calms down by following the obligatory duties and surrenders to following the real, the al-haq, but at the same time some inclination to passionate pleasure remains, it's named the blaming self, al-lawam. And this is from surah called the Rising Qiyama, the first and second ayah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بنفسي لوامة. Translate says, no, N-O, I swear by the day of resurrection, and no, N-O, I swear by the self that accuses its own soul. Now, if the inclination to passionate pleasure disappears and the soul is strengthened, and the soul is strengthened, if the inclination to passionate pleasure disappears and the soul is strengthened in opposition to the appetite self, and the inclination toward the holy world increases so that the soul begins to receive inspiration, it is called the inspired soul, al-Muhamma. And this is from the chapter of the Sun, Surah Ash-Shams, 91:7 and 8, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa nafsin wa ma sawaha Na'allahamaha hujuraha atak takwaha. This translates, and the soul and that which shaped it and inspired it, Allahama, inspired it both to lasciviousness and to consciousness of Allah. It is called the inspired soul, al-Muhama, which is then the locus of passion, ishq, and infatuation, ayaman. However, some disturbance still remains due to the closeness of the commanding ego. When the disturbance calms and the appetite has no authority over the soul, so that it forgets desire altogether, then it is named the tranquil and secured soul, Anafs Armut Ma'inna. When the ascension of the soul increases, so that all of the stations lose importance in its sight, and all desires become annihilated, it is called the satisfied soul, Arhadya. And this is from the chapter entitled The Dawn. And this is Ayat 27. Bismillah. Irji'i illa rabbiki radiyatan mahdiyah. It translates as, return to your Lord well-pleased and well-pleasing. If the state increases, the soul becomes pleased with the real and with the creation. In that state, if it is ordered to return to people, it will guide and perfect them, and it is then called the perfect soul, al-kamila, kamila. I shall mention the qualities of each soul later in its suitable chapter. I shall also mention its signs, its traits, its states, its world and its qualities, whether praiseworthy or blameworthy, as well as what happens to the traveler. For example, I will mention the traveler's exceptional manifestation beyond his normal habit once he is qualified with the qualifications of one of the levels of the soul. I shall also mention the suitable rituals of remembrance, dhikr, specified for each level, as well as other related matters, inshallah, Allah willing. Know that the previously mentioned essential substance, johar, that is named the expressive soul, has other names as well. The soul is called the heart, or the subtle human faculty, or the reality of the human being. It is the spirit's dimension, which is conscious of the world, that is commanded and obliged to follow the godly law. This essential substance has two dimensions. It has an outer one, which is the previously mentioned passion itself, anafs ashawaniya, and an inner dimension, which is the spirit, arhum. There is an inward dimension for the spirit, arhum, which is the secret, asir. And there is an inward dimension for the secret, which is the secret of the secret. And there is an inward dimension for the secret of the secret, which is the hidden, al-hal, hafa, hafa. And there is also an inward dimension for the hidden, which is the most concealed, al-akfa. To sum this up, the inward dimension of a thing is its reality and substance. I will now clarify the matter of the further inward dimension of an inward dimension by this following example. The inward dimension of a bed is the wooden pieces, and the tree is the inward dimension of the wooden pieces, and the inward dimension of the tree is the four elements, and the inward dimension of the four elements is the primordial substance, Hayula. Footnote for Hayula is the primordial substance in which the four elements, air, earth, water, and fire, originate. God is identical with the existence of the things, but he is not identical with the things. The entities of the existent things are a hayal, or primordial substance, hayula. For the things, or they are their spirits. Existence is the manifest dimension of those spirits and the forms of those hylic entities. So all existence is the real manifest, while his non-manifest is the things. Ibn Arabi. The more balanced the body's constitution, the more it is able to act as a perfect mirror for the spirit which God breathes into it. End of the footnote. So understand this realization that is actualized for you because you cannot see it so described in any other book. And you can only hear it said that this thing is the inward dimension of that thing, but you do not know the inward reality. If you know this, then you know that this matter is the singular divine thing, and it is most subtle and imperceptible, the most hidden. When it descends one degree and becomes denser, it's called hidden. When it descends a second degree and its density increases, it's called the secret of the secret. As it descends further, it's named the secret, then the spirit, then the heart, then the rational soul, and the subtle humanity, and then the human being. In this last degree, it has four names. And when it descends one further degree, it becomes the human animal, or the commanding ego, anafs al-amara. Know that the purpose of traveling the path of taqwa is to ascend gradually to this lordly order and to its original degree with the medicine prescribed by the most perfect among the perfected ones, the spirit of our beloved guide and master, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This prescribed medicine is represented by fasting, saum, establishment of prayers, salat, and by minimizing one's speech and by being compassionate toward people. It's represented by remembrance, dhikr, contemplation, fikr, seeking forgiveness, istighfar, and by sending blessings to our Master Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The traveler must also avoid eating unlawful food and abstain from all other prohibitions, and abide by the godly and praiseworthy commands. He must never exceed the limits set by the noble law, and if he opposes this and disobeys, then his disease can never be cured. Whoever tries to satisfy his thirst without legal medicine will never be cured. His disease will continue to increase, becoming worse and worse. When the student, the talib of perfection, is in the lowest degree, by which I mean the degree of the human animal, and his self commands him to evil, then his cure is the remembrance and invocation of La ilaha illallah. There's no deity except Allah. With this cure, he ascends to the degree of the heart. He must constantly be in remembrance and use this invocation, striving, mujahada, with utmost effort, using his utmost strength to alert his limbs from heedlessness and distraction. If the seeker arrives at the degree of the heart and wants to ascend further toward the degree of the spirit, his cure is to decrease his food and sleep and to invoke the name Allah, 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 loudly and clearly in abundance. I shall later mention the medicine that the seeker needs in traveling toward Allah, by which he can ascend one degree after another, until he arrives at the place where the human picture, full of sin, veiling him from the Lord of the worlds, Rabbi al-Alamin, falls down. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The end of chapter 3.